The Brewers host the Rays starting tonight at American Family Field after falling to the Yankees 15-5. Listen to this. Listen to Lane, who is normally such a casual, fun, great guy, Lane Grindle, as his frustration starts to mount over the Aaron Judge blocking of the double play in the sixth inning.
And so what would have been a double play, if he doesn't make contact with the baseball, that's a double play. And unfortunately, what that does is that rewards that.
Now wait for it here.
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt. He's in full extension with his left hand as he's going into the slide. Come on.
Come on. Let's do it.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And we have host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, in studio with us this morning. Let's break down the play. We can get in some other stuff as well, Dom. So you got Judge coming into second base, and it's... What you're supposed to do as a base runner is, without directly interfering, make it tough for that second baseman or the shortstop to go ahead and turn to.
Mm-hmm.
But Judge puts up his left hand, which also has one of those base running guards on it, like it looks like an oven mitt, and basically just slaps the ball away, preventing it from getting to the first baseman, hence the double play, and then the floodgates open, yada, yada, we lost the game.
Let's start with the rule. It's 100% against the rules. It is 6.01. Andy Fletcher, the crew chief of the umpiring crew last night, admitted as such that, yeah, we messed that up. We flat out messed that up. Watching it on replay, yep, we own it. We messed that up.
Can I just interject that I'm not remotely surprised that Dom, A, knew the name of the crew chief, and B, which actual rule it was. Thank you, Dom.
Proceed. So we had it ready to go. And look, Aaron Judge is a large human being. Okay, I think 99 out of 100 other base runners that are sliding into second, that, quite frankly, that's not that unnatural. Like, think about it. When you slide, you put your hands up. Remember Little League, when you're being taught how to slide, put the hands up to stay balanced. 99 out of 100 other big leaguers, you never notice their hand getting up in the air. But the fact that he's 6'7", putting his hand up, and I think he was kind of tongue-in-cheek in the postgame reading his comments yesterday. So, yeah, no, I do that all the time. And then it's like, come on, man. But again, yes, it should have been double play. But at the same time, a bunch of walks, falling behind at the count.
Sure, you're right.
You weren't mentally strong enough to get out of that inning. I'm a big believer in ball doesn't lie, and ball did kind of lie in that inning.
We are confused as to why that play is not reviewable, because Rhys Hoskins broke up a double play hard this year. And if I remember right, that was reviewed in New York.
Yeah.
It actually went the Brewers' way, but what was different here?
So that was different because that was more impacted on the slide rule, in the fact of you can't just blow up a guy anymore.
Okay.
They wanted to make sure that he could still reach the base. I went back and just checked here a moment ago, and you're right. It was reviewed because that is reviewable of whether or not you could reach the base, or if you slid through the base, or if you came in spikes high, that sort of thing. But because it's a judgment call, this one, before the slide, I mean, this is a guy getting in the way. An umpire just has to see it. That's not something that's reviewable.
If you remember, a 6'7" guy reached his big old paw up there and knocked the ball down, that's not reviewable?
Remember A-Rod in the, I think it was the ALCS, when he slapped the ball out of the glove? Like, that's not reviewable either, even though everyone is like, what the heck are you doing? He slapped the ball, and they let him keep first base. So it's like, that's the same thing. There are some silly things that are not reviewable.
So a couple of beatdowns over the weekend to the Yankees. Obviously, New York's a very good squad, but any concerns, any red flags that you're worried about after this weekend?
It's just remembering that this team has a lot of injuries to the pitching staff, and Pat Murphy put it really well yesterday, is that every single guy that pitched yesterday had less than a year of service time in the big leagues. You know,
wow.
every single guy that pitched. You know, you had a guy making his second big league start, and Tobias Myers kept them in that game. Giving them five innings was huge. Abner, still technically barely a rookie, obviously struggled with the walks and getting out of that inning after the failed double play. Piguero is just about to pass a year of service time. Then after that, you handed it to Jansen Junk to try to get you the rest of the way. Then Jake Bowers, of course, position player at the end. So I see it as, okay, remember, the pitching staff is very injured right now. There is going to be issues with that moving forward until everybody gets healthy again.
Position player on the mound, that's actually fun to watch.
Is it,
like,
though?
I enjoy
is it though?
Just throwing meatballs and somehow watching these guys. It's hard to hit against that.
Well, it's hard to throw it, too. I was talking to Owen Miller about it yesterday, and he was like, dude, I don't want to ever do
Owen
that again.
Owen pitched a scoreless inning, didn't he?
Yeah. He got lit up on Saturday night. Jake Bowers
right. That
had
was
a
it.
Zero yesterday. So I said, hey, your ERA is 0.00, man. Congratulations.
There you go. Good luck. Everybody wants to be the pitcher. 749. Thanks, Dom. Mark Tauscher joining us next on Wisconsin's Morning News.